Anyone who has a sibling or perhaps a few siblings knows how wild, weird, and sometimes wonderful those relationships can be. Friend or foe, these are your people forever. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has a pair of books written by a pair of siblings. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. This week we're looking at books by Matt Clam and Julie Clam. Though my own sister is an accountant, I've always wondered what it would be like to have another writer in the family. Apparently, it can go either way. The esteemed British authors A.S. Byatt and Margaret Drabble, now in their 70s, are sisters. They have barely spoken to each other since childhood and to this day are denouncing each other in the press. When Drabble came out of retirement to publish a book earlier this year, her sister said, "Didn't she say she was hanging it up? I told you she was lying." On the other end of the spectrum, you have partners in crime like David and Amy Sedaris, who write plays together under the name The Talent Family. Because they are also a pair of comedians, I think of Matt and Julie Clam as the mini Sedarises, though word has it they have not collaborated on a project since a 1979 performance of Stairway to Heaven at a school assembly. Best known for her sweet and funny dog memoir, You Had Me at Woof, Julie Clam's latest is called The Stars in Our Eyes, The Famous, The Infamous, and Why We Care Too Much About Them. Here she swirls together discussions of the phenomenon of celebrity, accounts of real people's run-ins with the stars, and research into the phenomenon of celebrity obsession. Apparently, there was an experiment at Duke in which 12 thirsty monkeys were given the choice of a favorite drink or the chance to look at pictures of the most powerful and dominant monkeys in their group. All the monkeys chose the pictures. Another study she cites found that there's a neuron specifically devoted to Jennifer Aniston. Clam was not surprised to hear this. She recounts the story of a therapy appointment she had right after Jen and Brad broke up. Walking in so downcast, her therapist immediately asked her what was wrong. When she fessed up, the therapist said, "You have no idea how many of my clients have come in to talk about this breakup." Former Hopkins professor Matt Clam published a very well-received book of short stories 17 years ago. It was called Sam the Cat, and he has at last appeased his fans with a novel called Who is Rich? Though this novel is set at a summer arts conference on the coast of New England, Baltimore readers will particularly enjoy scenes in both Hamden and Lauraville. As for the answer to the question posed by the title, Rich is a 40-something cartoonist who teaches a comics workshop each summer at the conference. This year, he's looking forward to reconnecting with an ultra-rich and beautiful workshop participant he met last year and has been emailing with 24/7 ever since. It's hard to cheat on your wife when you know your marital hell is as much your fault as hers, and when you love your kids and you don't want to lose your family, but Rich somehow manages to pull it off anyway. In another writer's hands, Rich could have easily been unbearable, but Clam makes him so funny and smart and self-aware and filled with shame that you can't help letting him into your heart.
The books are The Stars in Our Eyes by Julie Clam and Who is Rich by Matt Clam. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.